I often use the S2 bus coming from Strandhill into Sligo. It's easy for a tourist to get on a bus and go to Strandhill. It's easy for a tourist to go to Rosyth Point. They're phenomenal locations, but there are more than that to County Sligo. And really, we have to do everything in a very highly competitive market now. You may be aware that, I think, 25% less international tourists visited Ireland in January this year compared to last year. Obviously, a number of volatile issues going on in other economies. But God, we have to be competitive in Sligo. So any competitive offering that we can bring to the table, anything that we can make it easier for a tourist when they're here to go and access the great sites, that will bring more.
And that's kind of a key point as well, because we've heard from this big issue here in Sligo, but we've also heard of it in North Leitrim in terms of a lot of tourists don't come to the area because of the lack of public transport to key tourist sites. So I guess it's kind of two benefits to this that would be, it would encourage people to come here, knowing there is secured public transport. But for anyone that does come here and, like you said, has to rent a car, and they're now aware, oh, hold on, I don't have to do that now next year. Well, then it has environmental impacts as well. So it feels like there's, although people may consider it, you're taking a chance to run it the first time, you seem quite confident that if it ran the first time, it would be running a second and a third and a fourth.
Oh, I absolutely have no doubt. Because as I said, first of all, the tourists who are here and avail of it, they will go back and spread the word. They are going to be our champions and our advocates for this. But equally in terms of, for example, we're looking at the UNESCO status, as you know, for the Carramore Tombs. We need to plan for sustainable tourism management. We do not want to turn in anything around there into a car park. So it's part of the whole overall tourism product offering in Sligo, and to do it on a sustainable manner. It's a win-win for everybody. It means that local villages, smaller villages across the county, will see an influx of tourists who can come and visit whatever the iconic attraction is there, maybe buy an ice cream, maybe have a cup of coffee, maybe whatever. But there'll be some money injected across the county in a sustainable manner. So that's really what, and I believe it would be a success. Absolutely, without a doubt, it would work.